The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are heading for trouble, but David Trainer is our wingman, and he's not leaving us. He's going to make it sure we make it through this journey safely. Because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something attractive is typically that, hey, when you look at the picture from the bottom up, you see that maybe troubles that most people are looking at aren't quite as bad as they seem. And what makes something dangerous? Well, that's when the view from the top down makes something look great. But the view from the bottom up, the footnotes level that David and his crew dig in on, that looks far different. If you want to learn more about how it works, you want to find out who's on the most attractive and most dangerous lists, you want to see their blog to get more information about their danger zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Tudor Perini Corporation.
Danger, danger.
Tudor Perini Corporation. That's ticker symbol TPC. This is a small cap stock. I know that they're like in the building and construction business, but is it the business, the stock, or both that has them in trouble now?
It's maybe not so much the business in general, because we think that they're trading on the shoulders of the Trump rally and this expected increase in infrastructure investment. The stock's up 70% to date, and revenues are growing. But this is like a lot of other danger zone stocks that despite top line revenue growth, we're seeing a decline in economic earnings, going from negative $66 million in 2010 to negative $170 million, or almost a triple in the rate of decline over the last 12 months. So the business is getting worse, despite superficial evidence to the contrary.
So what are the specific things that worry you? Because like you said, this is a stock up 70% year to date.
Yeah, well, the valuation is crazy. We'll get to that, Chuck. You'll love what we have to say about that as usual in terms of what's baked into the stock price. But, you know, one of the biggest red flags always are corporate governance red flags, because these effectively mean you've got a broken culture. When it comes to shareholders, you know, these are strong words, but, you know, I think too often we're not understanding corporate governance and how important it is. But it's a dangerous corporate governance situation when it comes to investors. The first thing that happened is that when Perini Corp bought Tudor Saliba, Ron Tudor was the head of Perini Corp, and then he was a 96% owner of Tudor Saliba, and he made himself a big payday, close to $500 million, while Perini Corp took a huge nosedive with respect to its profitability because they significantly overpaid. He overpaid for himself, right? You know?
Yeah.
Bad sign. The other big bad sign is the compensation being aligned with non-GAAP metrics, so that these guys get paid on pre-tax income. Now, sometimes they like pre-tax income. Sometimes they don't. They change around what the executive compensation incentive, performance incentive are to suit them, so that they're always getting paid a lot, even though we're seeing the cash of the business decline. So there's a big disconnect here. I mean, this is there's a lot not to like, I guess is what I'd say.
From the valuation standpoint, since you said we'd love the numbers, how out of whack is this? Because this is a stock, I should point out, this stock is up 70% this year, but this is a stock that gained basically 100% a couple of years ago. That's the reason I knew it, was that it like in 2013, it had a gain of more than 90%. But this is a stock that has been prone to some volatile swings. It lost 30% last year. It lost over 40% in 2011. It lost over 40% in 2008. So this is a stock that is prone to violent swings. How bad is the valuation now? Because that may show us how big and violent the next swing could be when it finally corrects.
To justify $20 a share, effectively the stock market is predicting that Tutor Perini will be bigger than Chicago Bridge and Iron in revenues and as big as Qantas Services and EMCOR Group. In other words, they have to grow their profits by over 10% compounded annually for nearly 15 years. And this is coming from a company where we've seen no profit growth. We've seen profit decline. So basically, the stock market is saying two things. One, we're going to see a drastic turnaround in the profitability of the business. And number two, Tutor Perini is going to take huge amounts of market share. Huge amounts of market share. And so the expectations are at a point where, you know, look, it's clear that the stock is participating in what we call those deem investing rallies, Chuck. We talk about this a lot. Because they're part of a group of construction stocks, they're just kind of getting taken along for the ride. And people aren't really doing their diligence, small cap stocks especially, doing their diligence on what's really going on with the business, what's really going on with the valuation. And, you know, this is a landmine for people who aren't paying closer attention.
Yeah, and when you talk about a stock like Chicago Bridge and Iron, CBI, that's a stock where the market cap is like $3.6 billion compared to $1.4 billion for Tutor Perini. So how ugly could this be? What's a fair value on this stock?
Well, you know, we can just take another scenario to give you a good sense. If they grow profits by 10% compound annually for about a decade, the stock's worth $15.
Wow.
So you can see a 50% decline, you know, just like that, and still have expectations really be quite high.
I was going to say, that's a 50% decline with things that look really good. There's not necessarily a reason to believe that things would be that good, so obviously the decline could be a lot worse. It's Tutor Perini Corporation, ticker symbol TPC, trading at about $28.50 a share, worth, according to David Trainer, more like half of that, probably less than half of that, for a lot of different reasons. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
If you want to learn more about Tutor Perini, TPC, or any of the Danger Zone picks, or about how they just do their job divining what is most attractive and what's most dangerous, go to newconstructs.com and don't forget to follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. Lowell Ura will be here from BMO Global Asset Management when Money Life continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.